It's Around the Lunch Table. It's your boys, Jay and Z. Let's get rowdy up in here.
Even of any correlation
close. That's fucking ridiculous.
That's so stupid. That's like if you watch The Walking Dead and be like, this is the world we live in now. Yeah, no, it's not.
It's like, yo, you just came home to your fucking...
That's not true.
Beer in a Red Bull cooler. Like,
cheers, seriously, man.
Fuck, blessed.
Count your blessings. Whoa.
Count your blessings.
You got like a vein I can easily see going to your eye.
Is it kind of hot?
No.
Girls find veins hot.
Not on your fucking eye.
Remember that fucking meme of the guy going like,
Yeah.
He was thinking.
I don't think that's the hot
girls like
one.
Him on the arms.
Though, yeah, on the hands and like. But I'm saying, I'm just saying, I could just see it going down your.
I have veiny feet. Do you have veiny feet?
Like, not dude, really. Sometimes you it's look like you got cans of worms on your skin.
Thank you for that compliment.
On your feet, sometimes if you've been holding them in a certain position,
look at them now.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. If all the blood's rushing down, yeah.
Wouldn't it always be rushing down to the feet? I'm not doing hands.
Not if you're laying down or sitting with your feet up.
Oh, you're right. You're actually correct. Yeah. No, I mean. I'm a little bit of a veiny guy, but I kind of like him. It depends what
I'm doing.
It shows that there's just
good veins for heroin.
Oh, definitely.
Yeah, I've looked at my veins and I'm like, dude, I have some good heroin veins. Dude. Like if I was to do heroin, I would have no problem.
I mean, we could also just do
Do everything tweakers like look at people and be like, wow, those veins. Like imagine not having to find one. Like,
do you know what's interesting? Like when nurses go to Vegas and shit, they bring like fucking. Like the IV shit because they're so used to it. Like they'll just like IV fluids for hangovers.
Yeah, I've heard that. Yeah, a lot of people do
and
that.
Somehow that's not tweaky. Like I feel like that's a little tweaky. Like we're gonna throw.
It's not that tweaky because it's good for you.
Yeah. Okay. I'm just saying, like
you go get a tetanus shot. Is that tweaky because it's a needle?
Great question. Tetanus shots. Are you supposed to get those redone? Because I'm like, have you ever been scratched by something rusty? I'm like, I had this when I was eight.
The last time I had a tetanus shot, I was like in elementary school. I know it lasts for like a certain amount of years and you're supposed to, but I mean,
No one's doing that.
I mean, I did when I was young because I got like cut open by like a can of soup. And then I got a tetanus shot.
What kind of soup are you playing with?
It was Campbell's rusty. Chicken noodle.
It was rusty though.
No, it wasn't. But I think it was more of like, it was still metal, so just to be safe, you never fucking know.
Be safe.
But if I did that now, I'd just go get a napkin. I'm like, all right, I'm fine.
Yeah, you know, I mean, pour a little rubbing alcohol on it and call it good.
Yeah, I think it'd be fine there. But welcome back, Slapdicks. It's Around the Lunch Table, episode
87.
Woo! 87, folks. We're 13 away from 100. It's big. A lot of big things have been happening, folks. A lot of big things.
Momentum is happening.
Want to do Patreon so we don't?
Check out the Patreon, patreon.com/AroundTheLunchTable for episodes early-ish, exclusive content-ish. And, you know, also if you're one of the higher tiers, you get like 10% off the merch, you know, maybe we'll give you a little shout out, you know, maybe send you some feet pics or something. Onlytoes.net. Also check that out. That's our side gig.
Back to our main gig.
Yeah.
Yeah. okay. Let's get these sponsors. Okay. First and foremost, want to thank.
So we're just doing as fast as we fucking can.
Wait. Okay, I'm gonna try to do it as fast as I can. Well, fuck, the lip Brandon's is going to be a little hard because I always do it in a different order each time.
Okay, cool.
First of all, we want to take our sponsors, advertisers, and bring ideas and ads
to life.
And let's go on to Lip Stallion, never be tamed.
Oh.
Okay, I'm not doing that anymore. Lip Stallion, never. Okay, Abitrosis is bringing ideas and ads
to life.
I also wanted to thank Liv Stallion, Never Be Tamed, Wellness and Fitness page started by ATL alumni Brandon Battiato. Brandon spelled the usual way, Battiato, B-A-T-T-I-A-T-O. Look him up on Instagram or his page, Liv Stallion. Liv without the E, Stallion spelled the usual way. Streams one Monday through Friday, I think. And James?
Live without the E. We don't know what it means. Got moles. If you got moles in the Puget Sound area, servicing southern, northern Seattle to southern Tacoma, they're your premier mole exterminator. They make sure you got no moles.
No mole.
Bam, boom, bang. God, it's good.
It feels good. There are some things happening in the news.
There's a lot of things happening.
Well, news and other things that I wanted to touch on. I wanted to start out today with something that's been going around on TikTok, and it's absolutely fucking ludicrous that people are doing this. The NyQuil chicken craze.
It was trending.
The NyQuil was trending today, if no one knows.
Okay.
Because there is literally TikTok like videos of people marinating their chicken or cooking it in NyQuil, which is fucking dangerous. It can literally kill you because you're boiling medications that aren't, you know, the fumes can literally fucking kill you.
NyQuil?
Yes.
If I boil NyQuil.
What? No, or if it gets in your system, when you boil it, all these other things are activating. You're getting way more of the drug than you think.
It's like you're smoking NyQuil. Yeah,
that's what I'm saying. It's literally like you're smoking NyQuil.
No shit.
And so,
imagine throwing that in like a bowl.
I don't know why. And there's literally people cooking fucking chicken and fucking NyQuil. And at this point,
that's a sleepy bird,
at this point, remove all of the warnings. Let the people die. Yeah. This is if you're doing this, just you gotta go. There's no way that this. You know what I mean?
Okay. I guess
literally the FDA had to come out with a thing. It's like
I know. We are just skipping past a huge point here. Okay. Was it good?
How would it be good?
I don't know. Okay, the best things in life usually can harm you somehow, right?
Drugs,
great. They can harm you and families.
It was like a cough cold, like night one. It's like, what, like a grape or mint chicken? Like, what the fuck? What are you thinking it's going to happen?
Maybe, as you said, when those flavors render with each other.
I don't think that's something that renders good. It's fucking
medicine. We don't know. Was it good?
Have you had NyQuil? It's not very good.
I don't mind it.
Do you like it enough? You know, there was this one medicine I had when I was little.
It was the pink shit.
The bubble gum.
Yep.
Bro, yep. That shit was fucking
dude, mom,
so good.
Give me more.
And it was, dude, I would literally like sip it because I was so good. The bubble, I don't know.
It was very bright.
It was like a children's.
It looked like Pepto-Bismol.
Yeah, but it wasn't. It wasn't.
No.
This tasted like it was just, what was that? Tasted like absolute nectar of the gods. It was so good. Yeah. And I was so excited when my mom would pour me in the little vial. Yeah. Little thing, and I'd drink it. I'm like, oh my God.
I only got the top of a spoon. Cause you know, my mom didn't want me to get floating off these multivitamin drinks or whatever.
But it was so good. Cause they'd get prescribed. I think it was to mild to kind of like maybe not severe, but like when you were just sick, you'd go to the doctors because we had like a family doctor, and then my mom would get prescribed that bubblegum medicine. And I was like, oh my God, this is the best thing that's ever fucking happened to me. I would put that fucking bubblegum in over like a muffin, let it dry enough, like frosting. Oh my God.
Oh, it's fucking
so
good. I don't even know what the medicine was for.
I don't know. It was like a cough medicine, but it was so fucking good.
Speaking of like fucking, you know, fucking roasting birds here. All right. Like if you had to take a bird, like one that you can, that you think that you could, no weapons, but like actually find in the wild, hunt and eat. Like which one are you going for? Like
any bird?
I don't know. Like, are you going to go for like a little one in the trees, like a blue jay?
Do I have to catch with my hands?
Yeah.
I'm probably going like a turkey or something.
You think you could, are turkeys fast?
I don't know. I guess we'll find out.
I want the peacock just because like I can make like a crown out of it or something.
Okay. Well, I was just saying, I was thinking villagers. In a survival situation, I think you're more likely to run into a turkey than a peacock, but
depending on where you're at. But no, I'm saying like,
I still don't think you're,
you know, in the movies, the person like walks kind of like C-3PO in Star Wars, you know, you walk into these villages, you haven't seen other things. If I have like a crown of peacock feathers, they might make me their god or something.
You know how like geese and like swans have like really long skinny necks?
Yeah.
You ever thought how like, not to, like to like grab it, hey, and its head's going like this. Oh, fuck. Because they're so long. It's just like,
do you think they're like taught the V pattern in the sky? Or that's always so, it's so like,
no, it's like an instinct thing. It's like when they fly south of the winters.
What instincts do humans have like that? Where we like, we,
I think it's,
we
kinda,
don't walk
it's,
in
it's, I guess maybe an equivalent would be like our intuition, like our gut feelings.
Oh,
maybe.
Like imagine if like we always just had to like walk in V patterns, like into stores. So when like, it, so like door store, like doors on stores.
When instinct,
like
instinct is mating, we fuck, it's an instinct.
But we want to do it. So like they want to do the V shape.
I think that's just, okay, maybe it's not the same thing. I don't know. But
maybe
I'm just saying, it is an instinct. I'm saying the same way animals just do things. It's just, you know.
But have you ever thought about it? Like if we didn't want to fuck and it was like a chore, like the human race would be extinct.
No, well, it's not a chore for them to do the V. It's an instinct.
I know. I know that. I'm saying like if humans didn't.
Not like they're flying, fuck. Dude, Rogers got front. Like, I don't think they give a fuck. I think like, okay, we got to do this.
Dude,
let's go.
I would love to see a backwards goose in the back. Like
flying back.
Can they fly backwards?
How would that work?
Well, if it's this, maybe they
but
just
their
go,
head's going down. You know what I mean? It's kind
if
of weighing.
If it goes down
it's
to like, up, maybe
like,
they go.
It's a balance. Like their head's going this way. I'm saying when you're.
So then they just lean their head back and.
Like a backstroke. maybe a
backstroke. The backstroke. Can birds do the backstroke?
That would be pretty fucking
dude,
cool. You see a geese and there's like a hunter. That one's cool. I'm not shooting that one.
That one might be, you know.
No, but yeah, I'm just saying it's animal's instinct. I don't know what ours would really be.
No,
but
I think you're right. Where I was going with that is like
if, maybe a mom's instinct to jump in front of someone to save her kid. It's like she doesn't think about that. She just does it. You know what I mean?
I think that's love. Right?
I think that's fucking instinct. Well, why do you gotta be like that?
There's a lot of shitty moms out there who was like, I'm not jumping in front of this bus for my kid. I'm fucking with you.
Take it at its surface fucking value.
Of course, of course. No, what I was gonna say is, if we didn't fuck, I mean, I'm saying, if we didn't want to fuck, like if it wasn't like, I want to bang, right?
Yeah.
Like we would be like, if it was a chore, we would have been extinct millennia ago.
Yeah. That, yeah. And if it was a chore to eat, we'd be all dead.
Okay. You're right. That was stupid.
It wasn't stupid. Saying, it's just, you know, it's just, I don't know what you're doing sometimes.
I'm here. I'm alive. I'm well.
But I have a question though. Why do,
can't wait.
Why do nuts have C-section scars? Like the little stitching under balls.
Maybe
that's where your pussy lips would have been.
Because guys are girls before, right?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. So that little, it looks like a zipper almost on your nuts in the bottom.
Yeah, and it kind of goes like up.
Yeah, it looks like a little stitching kind of, like an old lady kind of knitted them together.
Can you imagine if I was just like, dude, what are you talking about? Like,
I'd be like, okay, I'm going to the doctor.
Yeah, no, like, because all guys are girls, that's why we have nipples. So
maybe that's what it is, because think about this. You know, when a baby's being made, it's just in that gooch area, that crevice is starting to get formed. And then obviously testicles come out or whatever. So that slit, it was originally a slit. Well, not really. They're up here and then they drop obviously when you hit puberty, but I'm saying they're already formed.
You have balls before you hit puberty.
Yeah, I meant like drop, when your balls drop.
Do you think there's just like a stick in there that just like slowly devolves and they finally just go boonk? Like,
not that dramatically, but I feel like they do slowly over time. But do you think that little slit is where your pussy, it would have been?
Really?
I don't know. I'm just asking. Well, no,
I fucking know what I'm talking about. Dudes are girls until the Y chromosome kicks in. That's why we have nipples.
Yes.
That's why we have, which it's weird that some guys get arousal through nipples, which I do not.
No, but like, I don't.
I remember Michael Jackson, not a good source. I watched the documentary, but yeah, like
I kind of wanted to watch that, and then you were like, oh, I've never watched the most fucked up thing I've ever seen. We've watched some pretty fucked up things, and that's where you draw the line.
No, that's not, I didn't say it was the most fucked up thing.
The kids you never met got raped.
No, Jesus,
I guess that's pretty fucked up.
Yeah, I think,
sorry, that was a little insensitive.
Yeah, it's okay.
I just really wanted to watch it with you.
I know what you're saying. No, I didn't say it was the worst thing I ever saw. I just said, I don't recommend it. Like I didn't feel good afterwards. I felt a little crummy. I feel like I had to take a shower.
I get that. Yeah.
You ever been watching?
Did you watch Surviving R. Kelly?
Mm-mm.
I watched that, I think. Yeah. I watched most of it.
He peed on him, right?
Well, yeah, he also got convicted of sex trafficking. So, I mean,
oh, I didn't know it was trafficking. I thought it was just
everything. So sex with minors, and his lawyer had no defense, by the way, because they literally have an audio recording of him saying this is the best 16-year-old pussy he's ever had. Can you imagine his lawyer in the corner?
Oh,
he has all his papers in the folders.
Like,
just like, okay, I can't defend you. You're fucked.
What's weird is like, do they have to have a lawyer? Like, what if no lawyer accepts you? It's just like, I'm not doing this.
Well, I don't think it really matters. Why do you think a lot of people think lawyers are just coming in? But it's like, if someone shows them the checkbook, it's like, hey, I'll give you this premium rate.
Kelly shouldn't have even tried to get a lawyer, dude. You literally said on audio recording, this is the best.
Well, guess what? He got out of a bunch of cases and he didn't get tried for all of them. He actually got out. He's still going to jail for a very long time.
Very long
time. But I'm saying he didn't get convicted. Good. And years ago, he fucking got out of it. So
I'm going to sound so stupid here. Like, what was his, I know he was a musician.
Yeah.
Yes.
Guy has hits on hits.
I know. I was asking like, what was, I'm just having a hard time thinking of it. What was like his biggest song?
His biggest song was probably, one of them was probably Ignition.
Oh.
In the kitchen, when I'm rolling that body, you've got everything amazing.
I'm
like, so what? I'm wrong. It's a freaking weekend. I'm about to have
What's weird is I feel like he didn't have like any hits when we were growing up.
He wrote so many fucking hits.
Oh, he wrote a lot of them?
He wrote, I'm saying he has like in whole discography of fucking hits, dude. Like, it's crazy. You can look it up. There's just a list of just fucking all these songs. Hits, 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 hits.
Like, actually his? Or he wrote them for other people?
Both.
Dude, I don't,
as a songwriter and as,
I don't remember going to a party and like R. Kelly's playing. That's what I'm saying.
I mean, I do.
Really?
Yeah.
Only a year older than me.
But I mean, at the same time, it wasn't exactly like the music that maybe we would listen to all the time.
Yeah, what were we listening to back then?
I don't know.
Another thing I want to bring up today. So Barstool Sports fucking posted the top 10 fucking most used like online fucking shopping sites are I'm fucking this up.
Yeah.
Let me just get the fucking, I can't talk.
I did see that.
Yeah. Okay. Do you remember it? Cause I was going to ask you a few questions.
Yeah. Amazon, OnlyFans, eBay was like 4 or 5 or something. Hey, shout out eBay for eBay's been around from the start of the internet to like today. That shout out to eBay, man.
My weirdest one that I thought was a joke was number 6. Do you remember what that one
no.
was? Long John Silver's.
What?
Online
How
shopping.
How is Long John Silver's?
That's got to be like a South thing.
That's got to be a South. Or like maybe a lot of fishermen and a lot of people who live in cold places.
To be on the same list as Walmart, Kohl's, Home Depot, Best Buy, Target, eBay, OnlyFans. By the way, OnlyFans being number 2, let's be honest.
That makes complete sense.
People need to calm down. Like, OnlyFans.
Well, you know what it is? It's the fucking celebrities that get them. So millions of people go fucking.
Yeah, but.
Well, you have to think about this. This is a whole new generation of people who have access to see celebrities that are, you know,
that's true.
Imagine this is back in the '80s; they'd be like, "Holy!" It'd be the same thing.
That's true.
I'm actually surprised Kohl's was so high.
I feel like Kohl's is out. Is that the one with the blue light? No, that's Kmart. The blue light special.
Wait, what else? Was Best Buy on there?
Yeah, it was on there.
Yeah, Best Buy is on there.
Yeah. No, like I get the OnlyFans thing. You know what? Hey, if you're a girl and you're chasing that bag with feet pics, all power to you. I cannot believe it was underneath Amazon. Like,
of course it's underneath Amazon. Nothing's beating Amazon.
No, I know I'm saying, but number 2 OnlyFans porn?
I'm not surprised at all.
I guess I was surprised.
I am not surprised at all. That's all you hear for the last like 2 years on Twitter. It's like, oh my fucking God.
But there's not that many celebrities.
Dude, eBay's on its ass, dude. eBay. I'm actually really surprised eBay's on there, dude.
It's a lot of counterfeit things.
I mean, who cares? eBay's where it all started, bro. eBay is like the MySpace of the shopping part of the internet, literally. Like an OG, and it's one of the last OGs still standing.
Oh, 100%.
Like a pioneer of online shopping.
What was one of the
eBay was making millions before Amazon could even piss its pants in a diaper.
PayPal, right? Which is what made Elon Musk.
Yeah, that's what made him fucking rich.
And
yeah.
then he invested every dime and whatever the fuck.
He did invest like everything.
Yeah, you know. That was just crazy. I'm saying if I got 300 million, I'm walking away with my bag. You see, there was some Indian billionaire who just like came out of nowhere.
Yeah, I did see that.
Yeah, for what?
I didn't read the whole thing, but I know he's fucking.
Yeah, it's weird.
He's rich as fuck.
It's like what I'm tired of is hearing about billionaires. Like, I don't care.
I actually didn't know this, but Russia actually has like per capita like the most billionaires.
Well, Putin's one, right?
Oh yeah, he's fucking rich as fuck. But like all those Russian oligarchs.
Where does he make his money from? Because he's really just.
Well, first of all, he's been like. In office for like a decade or more than that. I'm guessing. And he'll probably be until he dies.
They don't have kings. Is it like a prime minister? It's not a president. I don't know.
I think it's like a prime minister or like, well, the Kremlin is like a, is he still a president? He's a president still.
He's a president. It's a president. So they have the three party system, Congress.
I don't think it's the same thing, I'm pretty sure he just gets everything.
What I think is interesting is like people made this shit and it was like, let's go to America. And then, we're going to make this Congress and like the House of Representatives and then, but like one guy, but they're all like, who the fuck comes up with this shit?
I mean, it's better than just one guy doing everything. You know what I mean?
Yeah. But then they're like a group here and a group here. And then, well, I'm just saying, dude, you and me could be just,
well, they've
cracked out of our minds. We cannot come up with this shit.
Like, well, they've had it for thousands of years. Like government, even like back when emperors, it still wasn't just the emperor. They had like a board of people that still,
yeah, but the emperor was still in charge.
He's still in charge. President, but these people could have the power technically if they kill the king, be like, hey, we all hate him. Let's fucking kill him. Oh, you know what I mean? So interesting. It was still all that. They was just more organized.
If you were to be a dictator of like a country, who would you choose? Like what country?
If I had to be a dictator,
yeah,
I'd probably do. Wait, of anything, like just a dictator, like a leader, like a dictator. I mean, like I could just do whatever the fuck I want, or
like your goal,
or like I would just be a president, like a formal president.
No, you're a dictator, and you got to lead this country to the top of the fucking world. Who you choosing?
Oof.
I'm choosing Mexico, man. 110%. The money's there. The drugs
what
are there.
Money's
the gun is
there.
Cartel, like. Right?
I mean, yeah, but that's, I don't think that's the same thing. That wouldn't get the nation to the fucking anywhere. It would just get you somewhere, you selfish fuck.
No, I'm saying I'm going to rally the fucking troops.
To who? To where?
To me, the dictator.
What do you mean?
We're going to take over the world.
So you tell me the cartel with all these billions of dollars are going to come to you?
No, I'm the dictator and I fucking run them. And I'm saying we're taking over America, then Canada.
Oh my God. That is.
You got to dream big to be big, baby.
I mean, and then you did that.
What are you going to do? Fucking South Africa or something?
I do like a small island somewhere.
Oh, like
less people, somewhere nice.
Like Sealand.
No, like, I don't know.
Do you know what Sealand is?
No.
It's the smallest country in the world. These people took over this little fucking, like, old, like, aircraft runway in the middle of the fucking
ocean.
That's
pretty fucking cool. Unless hurricane comes and you're kind of deep shit.
It's weird because, like, they kind of, like, stole their national anthem from, like, the United Kingdom. And a lot of the rules look like they were just copy and pasted. But you can, like, I guess... Like, I guess my question is, can you just start a country? Is there a registry for this? Or like, how does that...
I think it depends if it's in the jurisdiction of another country.
Well, it's not. It's in the ocean.
No, I mean, I know, but like, there's still countries way the fuck in the ocean that still aren't under jurisdiction by certain
countries.
Yeah,
I'm saying if they found a plot of something, they're like, this is our country. Like,
hey, if it was never...
But doesn't everyone have to like kind of agree, like, okay, that's Sealand. But anyways, they did it and you can, for like $100, you can be like a knight or like a duke and that's how they pay for shit.
What?
Yeah.
I want to do that.
Yeah. So I could call you like Sir Isaiah or something.
Maybe a Duke would be kind of cool.
The Duke of Florence.
Duke of Dunchester.
What is a Duke?
I don't know. It's another fancy name for it. Well, because the Lord
They have the upside down hairbrushes on them, right? The fucking, you know what I'm talking about?
I don't know if they have to have those as to be a Duke, but you know.
Oh, it's required. Dude, the whole garb they wear, the fucking... Dude, a lot of layers, though. A lot of layers.
Yeah, or like the, you know, it's almost like a stiff bib or like an umbrella. It's puffy. It goes like this. You know what I mean?
It's got the little like...
It's like a puffy thing and then the shoulder pads kind of...
It looks like a conch shell kind of.
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah, like that. Like I want to go back in time and drip. The only thing...
And... I go back in time and drip.
I like how I just like quickly, like that word was coming out. Yeah. I was like, fuck, I can't stop. So I'm just going to quickly go.
Yeah,
to the next
yeah,
one.
Yeah, yeah.
But no, like what do I want to do?
I don't know what you want to do.
One, I want to go back and fucking do that shit, you know, because they had like a lot of buttons and shit. But the other thing was the earth colder back then? Because it seemed like the ladies were wearing huge fucking dresses.
I mean, I wouldn't doubt it. I wouldn't doubt it was colder.
Like global warming or something?
That or just, I'm just saying, some of the worst snowstorms and everything was way back
the
when.
The ice age. Was that real? It was, right?
Well, I mean, they're still finding things frozen under ice, so I'd assume it was.
Oh. Like not manatees.
Mammoths. Manatees. As they're swimming and they're in the water.
A moving object can't freeze, correct? Or no, it can, because rivers freeze. Right.
I mean, I don't think it was just like and it just peeled over. It just was sprinting and then froze. Maybe it was like slowly dying and laying, like sitting there, and then it just froze.
Do you think we should bring back the dinosaurs?
No, there is 8 movies on why that's a bad idea. No, we should not. That is fucking dumb.
Well, I mean, for the amusement of it, like I think if they made the park decently well,
I don't think it would never be a good idea.
Why not see a T-Rex like a pterodactyl?
You know what? Was it Japan has it down? They have literally like, it's like literally. I forgot how they did it, but it's literally like kind of like a 3D, but like it looks like they're walking like right in front of you, but they're all made with like LED lights and shit. It looks real as fuck.
It's like a hologram kind of.
Yeah, it's like a hologram. I'm saying that, but why would you want to recreate dinosaurs?
Nothing is
like
going to beat that real T-Rex war though. You know,
I don't understand why anyone would do that. I mean, you would make a shit ton of money probably, but there's a bunch of movies on why that's a fucking terrible idea.
Yeah, but I think the amazement when you show up can really just cancel all that out.
You know what they say? There's only those people who pay for the real thing. You're one of those people.
I'm one of those. I'd go to Jurassic Park.
Yeah, I know you would. You'd get VIP tickets and you'd get...
What the fuck are you talking about?
You'd even get a little ball they roll around with.
Okay, I like how you say this, but yet you and I go to all the same shit together. And every concert we go to or thing, we have the nice seats.
I agree.
You're giving me shit.
No, I agree. I just think that above... Like, you versus me, you were just there's nothing wrong with it. You're just one of those guys that like... I want to do the real thing. Or I want the best of this thing. That's something, nothing wrong with that.
So I'm saying you and I get to go to Jurassic Park, we're not going to get like the fucking meet and greet with the team.
Meet and greet, yeah. And one of us loses an arm. Oh, that was sick.
Yeah, but you know.
I wouldn't want a meet and greet, no. I don't think that would be an option.
With a herbivore. They're not going to eat us.
Yeah, I would do that.
You know the one with the big ass long neck?
Long necks, yeah. They're not called that, but
they're like, oh, long necks.
In Land Before Time, that's what they call them.
Oh, tree stars?
Maybe it was like a stegosaurus. No, it's not a stegosaurus. It's a
Tyrannosaurus.
That's a Tyrannosaurus Rex, dumb fuck.
Fuck. Triceratops? No, that's got the three horns.
Yeah, it's the three horns.
Yeah. Like, I don't know.
I think it was a stegosaurus.
A stegosaurus?
Maybe.
Yeah. It's weird that we learned all these dinosaurs, yet they've never helped me once.
Well, I don't know. I don't know why they teach dinosaurs, because it's like, okay, it's never going to do anything for you. It's like it's like learning geometry. When the fuck have I ever used geometry? Never.
I've never had to find the area of a rhombus.
The only time you need it, like, you mean an architect. You're going to be someone, you're actually going to use it and apply it. Why the fuck do I get basic arithmetic and like other things. It's like, I don't understand. Like algebra, I've never needed to solve for X yet.
Yeah, what I think is the biggest problem in the school education system, I can't believe we're talking about this, is that they put 25 people in a room and teach them all the same fucking thing.
Yeah.
I think that's so bullshit, because those 25 people are all going to have different talents, different strengths. But then instead of boosting their good things and not worrying about what they're bad in, they just put everyone at the same level and then no one excels.
You can't judge a fish by its ability to climb a tree.
Very true.
But by its ability to swim.
Very true.
Yeah. That's like, you know, that picture, it has like the elephant and like the fish. Yes. And like, yeah.
Yeah. I also remember the picture of like, there's like a guy with shoes. And there's like a guy with a car, and there's like a guy with like a helicopter, and there's a guy with like nothing.
There's a guy that's committed suicide.
And he's like, oh, I wish I had shoes. Yeah. And that guy's like, oh, I wish I had a car. And that guy's like, oh, I wish I had a helicopter. But he has the car.
I saw a lot more of a plain one than that. But it was like the guy walking and the guy was riding a bike. But I wish I had a bike. I saw the guy, and the wish guy, I had a car. And the other guy's like, I wish I had that car.
He's like, I wish I had legs. Like,
If you couldn't walk, like, are you decking out your wheelchair?
I mean, I'm not putting streamers on the back or anything, but like some flames maybe.
I mean, I'm putting like a little electric motor in it, so I don't have to fucking...
Well, I think I'd have electric for leisure around the house, but like I want to get that upper body strength.
A lot of them are ripped because they
Yeah, because they got to do the thingy. And you know, if I'm still going to try to slay it, I'm going to hit the dance floor in that thing. The crowd's going to go wild.
Popping wheelies, dude.
Yeah, exactly. And I'm leaving with someone.
What do you mean you're leaving with someone?
I'm
another paraplegic?
I'm bagging. I'm getting laid
in a wheelchair.
I'm saying I'm gonna put
man.
On
you
such
gotta spit some serious game.
No,
dude.
It's not about the game.
It's about the game,
dude. After that sixth wheelie, dude. Like, I'm saying I'm putting on a show, dude. I'm saying
what like, show, dude? What are you
I'm
fucking
saying,
Vin Diesel?
I go to the fucking dance floor and I just start fucking
doing donuts.
Shit. Yeah, like people are gonna be like, okay, like. So
I don't know where your vision's going, but I.
So after I said that, it sounds like out of spite, I'm leaving with a girl. So
that's exactly what it is.
It feels bad.
Yeah, that's exactly what it is.
Yeah, I'm going to take back everything I just said because I didn't think that through.
No, you didn't, but that's okay.
I am going to say I was confident in my showmanship, that I thought that, you know what, like, I'm going to the club. There's some single honeys. I think I could get one into
Dude,
me
you know
in a wheelchair.
Dude, you fucked up? Like, when you grow up. And you grow up and you realize like you're not like anything special. Like you're just a normal fucking person and everyone else thinks they're special because they were told that their whole life. And then you realize I'm not special at all.
We're just
like and the only reason everyone thinks they are is because they're looking at life through their own eyes.
Oh yeah. It's all about perspective.
Like we're not fucking special at all.
I mean,
it's fucked up. Like we're all just random people walking around.
I mean, as the days of the hourglass, so are the days of our lives.
I knew something retarded was
No, coming. That's a real fucking quote. Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure.
I'm sure it's a quote, but
No, I'm saying, it is now to the depressing part of our episode.
We're not. No one is.
I know that. I mean, we're all just fucking bags of meat on a fucking floating ball flowing through space. And what are we going to do about it? I don't know.
I don't know either, but I'm just saying.
But people pay to listen to this fucking music in their ears right here. And that's what I love about it.
You know what? I think being alive in like the Wild West was pretty sick.
Oh, yeah. Well, 100%.
Like do you know how fucking fun it would be to be a criminal back then?
We have brought that up many times.
It would be fucking fun. You can get away with anything. Oh, I did. Oh my God. Okay. I did have something I wanted to bring up to you, and this is actually really fucking great. Okay. So I was just randomly surfing the web and Okay, hold on. Okay, so basically what happened... So there was a pregnant cockatoo that had a miscarriage.
Oh shit! I'm sorry.
So a pregnant cockatoo. I didn't know birds had. I guess when the eggs just nothing comes out, or you know what I mean.
I didn't know they could have miscarriages, but okay. You want to know what's weird? Like when chickens like have babies, the egg's already out.
Yeah. So when it's dead, it's just a dud. It's not actually a miscarriage. You know, maybe it's just a dud, or that is that classified as a miscarriage?
I don't think we're like. No. What I'm saying is, like, does the chicken actually do something to the chicken before the egg comes out, or is the egg already out and then he does something to the egg?
I think the egg's already out and it's already dead inside.
Because I'm not talking about a miscarriage.
Oh, I know. Birds will eat the body. The birds will eat the.
They'll eat the bodies.
They will. They'll eat the fucking things.
Yeah. No. I know that. I'm saying, do chickens have sex? Like. I thought she just dropped the egg and then he does his thing like with the egg. Right?
I mean, yeah, I think so. But I don't really know the behaviors of.
Yeah, I don't know either. And a cockatoo. That's kind of like a white
isn't
parrot.
It, right? Yeah, isn't that a parrot? Yeah, it's a cockatoo.
I've seen
cockatoo.
One.
I don't know what the fuck that was.
Who names this shit?
I don't know who does, but anyways.
Do you want a cock or a cockatoo?
But anyways, I was going to say that I read this Reddit thing underneath that post. And basically this girl, and there's been a lot of stories that I guess cockatoos amongst many other animals in the animal kingdom, can figure out that you're pregnant.
So they have like pregnancy tests.
Like, no,
I know
they
that.
Just, like,
but like
as animals, like, you know how you ever seen a woman in the water with a dolphin, it walks, it goes, and it like knows that she's pregnant. So like, yeah, it just looks at it because it has sonar, technically you can know something in there or some shit.
What?
Yeah, I'm serious. No, dolphins.
No, all you said was a woman with a dolphin. The dolphin goes, and okay, then yeah. Sonar. And I'm like, what the fuck?
Like, no,
I'm not tracking.
Like a dolphin, like there's a video of it, and like kind of knows she's pregnant because it kind of like was looking. It was sitting there, just rubbing on her belly out. And something. It was tweaking out, knowing something. Knowing something's there.
Oh, it knew there was.
That's what I'm saying. Because they like maybe have sonar waves. Maybe they
echolocation.
Yeah, I don't know. That was a lot really fast.
Yeah, so. and then sonar.
No, shit. But apparently birds, amongst other, are one of the things that. So this lady writes on Reddit. r/parrots. That's her name. It's Rebecca. I recently found out I'm pregnant, and through this whirlwind, we realized our yellow-naped cockatoo, Amazon, has figured out something is up. He's always preferred my husband, but lately he's obsessed with me. He won't leave my side, curls up against me, preens me. Huh? Preens.
Preens.
Is that when a bird, like, cleans itself? I think
that's what cats do.
No, they, like, peck their feathers and shit. That's the same thing kind of like what cats do. It's called preening. Oh. Not plucking, but it's like,
they lick
it. It's hard to explain it and like actually act it out.
Yeah. I think you did a good job.
Thank you. But never so consistently. I thought maybe he knew something was different, but I figured I was nuts. Then my husband said, I wonder if he knows he's so into you lately. Anyone else have their parrots? No complaints here. I haven't felt well. And anyways, and there's a whole fucking list of people who have apparently said,
how many people have parrots?
I don't know. Apparently a fucking lot. This is, I don't know.
I mean, I'm. Can you imagine? Like, you don't have a birth. You don't have a pregnancy test, babe. Get the parrot. Like,
yeah.
Dude, no. You're both just laying on the bed. You set it there and see which one it goes to.
I mean, yeah. I'm just saying. I don't know.
I don't think that's true because
it,
okay, you know how Oliver, our cat, kind of just like the last 2 months has been really kind of all over me as far as like he'll cuddle with me or like if I'm sitting.
I think it's a cone on his head. He's being weird.
No, it was before the cone.
Okay.
Last time I checked, I'm not pregnant.
Or he just knows you really well and just likes you. Never thought of that. Never thought, maybe.
That I'm worthy of being loved.
No.
Oh. There has to be a reason.
I mean, yeah.
I don't think I'm pregnant, and I'm saying there was a shift in character. The same
I
way
think
she,
we're, I think we're going to off topic.
The same way she described the parrot's change of character, I have witnessed with my own domicile fucking
But you've
household
spent a lot of
animal.
Time with him besides Aaron. You spent the most time with him in this house.
Yeah, but now he doesn't like Aaron and he likes me.
Because it's not even that. It's eventually go back to her. It's just like that's what pets
do.
They're sluts.
Because, and I think it's like if we have kids, it's how it's going to go. Like, I'm going to be the cool dad. She's going to be the mom. And like, you know, the kids are just going to be like, you know.
What makes you say that? You know what I think? I think you might actually.
I'll be the dick?
Not a dick. you'll be like the nice dick.
No, I think I'll want their affection, and I'm kind of a people pleaser, and so I won't want them to be mad at me ever, and so I'll just...
And so then you'll be a terrible father.
Yeah.
Just kidding, you won't be a terrible father.
Oh, thank you.
No, but...
Just kidding, you won't be a terrible father.
No, you. No, you'll be all right. You'll be all right.
It's a gabagoo.
I would like to see that. I mean, first, you're going to have to learn how to hold babies, that's for one.
Yeah, I prefer the cat method, you know, where they just hold them by the back of their necks.
Yeah, you hold them like... You know, it's a piece of china that's worth like $10,000.
No, I hold it like a bomb.
Kind yeah, of. Or like you don't know like, what to grab. You're like holding
I'm not good with babies.
Well, all you do is prop them up on your head and then hold them like this.
I don't want to hold your baby. It's your baby. Like, I don't want to hold it.
Okay.
I'm not going to risk
it. Isn't it weird? Isn't it weird when random people someone you don't really fucking know and like, hey, can I hold him?
It's
why?
Like,
why do you want? I get like if it's a friend's baby or
if
someone.
If you drop it, you fucking committed murder.
Not necessarily. You might have just fucked it up really bad.
Okay, fine.
But I wouldn't want to risk that. Yeah, you're right. I get that.
Like, the satisfaction to risk ratio is fucking nothing to me.
But
like,
it's okay, very it's very light. If you drop it, you're just clumsy.
Okay, but what happened? You know, a little earthquake. Whoa.
And oh, my God.
Or no, just something are you happens.
So the reason you don't hold babies is you're gambling on the off chance there'll be an earthquake that'll make
it's
you drop it.
It's an example.
Even if you killed it and there's an earthquake, it's not your fault.
Oh. The earth did it.
Yeah, it did.
Lock her up, Mother Nature.
That's an accident.
Mother Nature.
Put her in irons. Yeah. It's an accident.
Mother Nature already is.
You're so fucking dumb, dude. No, but seriously, I'm not kidding you. I worry about those people that are random, don't know these people, ask them to hold their babies. I think that's kind of weird.
Yeah, because they're probably going to steal the baby.
I know. I'm just...
There's a market for babies. Dude.
I mean, there's a market for everything.
Yeah, I'm not saying I'm a part or a shopper at this market. I'm saying like, you know, we've all watched the documentaries.
Yeah, we have. I'm just saying.
Yeah, so you're not holding my baby if I don't know you.
I understand there's people that really like babies. I just feel like unless it's a friend or someone you know, you should be asking to hold someone else's fucking kid.
No, not at all.
I think that's kind of strange.
Yeah.
Like I've seen it happen thousands of times.
Hey, can I hold your fucking kid? No, I'm not. You're not holding my kid. I don't know you.
Hey, can I have your kid's pinky so I can fucking play with him? And like, why? Why?
I just want to be like, can I hold you? Like, what?
Yeah, let me hold you after. Yeah, like, see if you fucking like it. What's your name?
Yeah.
You want to hold my fucking kid?
You want me to sing you a little song? Fucking sway you back and forth? Oh, wait, I'll start burping you on my fucking shoulder. God, man.
Is it bad?
Fucking
is
weird.
Is it bad for like a mom who's not the baby's mother to like breastfeed them?
No, it's got nutrients.
Yeah, but I know. Is that a frowned upon thing?
It's better than formula.
No, I know, but is that a frowned upon thing?
I mean, I think the kid doesn't.
I think if it's someone in the family, I think that's more
you
makes sense.
You can put a kid up to a man's nipple and it'll suck it.
I'm
right?
sure. I'm sure it knows the consistency, but I'm just saying.
I'm saying
what
matter.
I meant was
matter.
Like, I understand. I've actually heard of it happening within families. I hear this, my mother or like my sister, and she nurses the kid. I've heard of that. What? I've heard of that.
I'm saying like, I feel like that's one of those things you don't ask a favor for. Like, hey, can you nurse my kid?
Yeah, that's kind of a weird favor to ask. You walk in, hey,
so I see you.
Zachary's hungry and I'm milked dry.
Hungy, hungy.
And my nipples are chafed.
Remember the fucking pumps?
Those were cool. What?
I don't know. They just...
You seen one?
Like my aunt, I never seen it in action. I would just see it there.
Did you try it on?
No, it looks like a face mask.
Yeah,
like,
but for your nipples.
No, you know when a doctor's put on anesthesia, he's like, all right, now you're going to go to sleep. Like that fucking mask, that's what it looks like.
Oh,
I just want to know how it gets it out.
Did you play with it?
No, I didn't touch it.
Not play with it like in a sexual way. I meant like, did you fuck with it and see what it, you know? I didn't mean like that. You
did you fuck the breast pump, Jack? Did you fuck the breast pump? No. Yeah.
It makes that.
I mean, I guess it does suck.
Yeah, and it like someone pulsates. Out there, it pulsates and sucks.
Yeah, someone out there has fucked the breast pump.
Well, someone out there's fucked everything.
Yeah.
Well, you.
I fucked couch cushions.
Yeah, you. Yeah,
that
you
was
did.
A joke. I have not humped.
No,
couch cushions.
You know, there's a clip of it on Instagram, and it was a heinous crime. I think that you were just didn't admit.
It was a joke. It was in comedy. You think I would actually admit on a podcast that I did that? No.
No, but you did. But you didn't. You didn't admit it on there, but you're like, no, I didn't either. After you asked me if I did.
It was all in comedy.
I'll take you at your word. I'll take you at your word.
Thank you. I hope you would, because I don't want to be known as the like ATLT's co-host, Jack Spence. Fox Couch Cushions.
And then, you know, News Weekly picks it up.
TMZ
does
it.
A story about
and
it.
I'm like, oh, God, I can't even show my face. I got to wear big old glasses and a fucking
fedora.
The next
thing you know, we're on Piers Morgan apologizing to the American people.
Yeah, sorry. I'd like to apologize to the couch. No, I didn't actually do that. We're at 40.
Okay. Yeah, that's about, I think that's about all we got. Because we're not doing top five today, guys. We couldn't come up with one that was good because we had one, but it was eh. So we'll do one next week. We do take submissions for top fives, by the way.
Submit.
So just message us on Instagram. James, where can they find you?
They can find me at Jack_SpenZ. Where can they find you?
They can find me at Isaiah_Lesney or both of our Instagrams at the Around the Lunch Table Instagram page. Fall is about to arrive, folks.
Fall.
Meaning a new collection will drop. And this winter, this holiday season is going to be a special one. For those who have been around, last year we did do some Christmas things and seasonal attire. Mm-hmm. But this year we're going to branch off more into it. There's going to be more options for all you guys. So stay alert for that.
A lot of plaid, a lot of orange, pumpkin spice.
And there's a lot of other good things in the mix. Might have another show coming soon. We don't. You know, we'll let you know on details later.
There's a lot of irons in the
fire. A lot of things happening. You know, as you guys know, last year was our first holiday season. And it went well. We've had almost 100 episodes now. It's been quite the journey, and we're just going to be more and more. So stay tuned for that. I think that's all we fucking got for this evening. So thank you guys for listening.
Happy Tuesday. And see ya.
Rowdy up in here.